I mean, it's a detail. It's a detail. I spoke to him. I'll speak to him again when it matters.
Mr. Speaker, we care. We care about the workers who've lost their jobs and don't have paychecks to make their mortgage payments. Why doesn't he care?
You had to know the second "who cares" came out of Mark Carney's mouth that that was going to be a topic of conversation, and it will be on our show today. Good morning, it's Evan Bray. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning with lots going on today. We are hearing that a pipeline deal is going to be announced as of Thursday. We also know provincially the finance minister will be delivering a fiscal mid-year update today. That'll be coming down. And lots of other things going on. The Saskatchewan NDP pushing for rent control in the province. We'll talk about that during open lines. And Saskatoon City Council starts budget deliberations today. All things I look forward to getting your thoughts on during open lines today. Also on the program, generally speaking, unemployment rates are relatively low in our country, especially when we compare to about 30 years ago. That is not the case for youth unemployment, though. Those numbers double, in some cases triple, the rate of older adults. Why is that? We've got a youth employment expert joining us at 10 o'clock, and then we'll open the lines to hear your thoughts and maybe some of your stories on how hard it is for youth to find a job. And also on the program today, would you, I'm asking you the question, would you set up a video camera or your phone to record you in your home doing household chores, folding clothes, washing floors, making the bed? Believe it or not, some AI companies are paying people to video themselves to help train robots to do these menial household tasks. We'll have a discussion and a guest on this closer to lunchtime today. All right, let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, today's the day. Saskatoon City Council kicking off its budget negotiations today, a process that will shape everything from, of course, property taxes to the services that we rely on every day over the next few days. Councillors will work through a long list of priorities and pressures and proposals as they decide how to balance the city's needs with what taxpayers can afford. Now, we remember in November, Clay Hack, Saskatoon's chief financial officer, presented the proposed property tax increase of 8.23% for 2026, 5.95% for 2027, and people were worried that that rate was too high. I think when we heard what Regina was proposing, maybe that softened it a little bit. Our senior reporter, Lara Fominoff, is one of a couple reporters that we have following the budget discussions at City Hall. And we've got Lara Fominoff joining us from the station this morning. Lara, thanks so much for taking the call.
Oh, anytime, Evan. Thank you.
So we set the stage. Budget discussions start today. Why is this budget so important? It's a bigger budget year than last year.
Absolutely. It is the start of another multi-year budget for Saskatoon City Council. So they're going to set the budget for this year and sort of take steps to set the budget for the following year for 2027. It's a big year because 6 out of 10 councillors this year are brand new to the budget process, relatively speaking. The only people that have done this budget before, of course, Mayor Cynthia Block, we have Bev Dubois, we have Randy Donner, Zach Jeffries, and Troy Davies. The rest of the councillors have not been through this process. And it's a very intensive, at least, I'm going to say at least 3-day process, because 2 years ago, it took upwards of 4 days and many, many hours to get through everything. The budget is pegged right now at 7.43% for next year. And that's still really high for Saskatoon. I believe it ties the highest ever property tax from 2014, which was right around 7.4% as well. And during that time, there was a special levy brought in for some road construction, road projects. So it's still very high for Saskatoon. And there's a lot to get through. There's a lot of additional things that could be added to the budget, including the affordable housing plan that could add $8.6 million over 2 years. There's several options for that, and that's on the highest end. There's also, the city is looking at a possible transit security team, which could add $1.6 million to the budget. All this is not included in the numbers that we were talking about. There's also Indigenous peacekeepers for transit as well that could be adding another $300,000, although there are some options the city is exploring for that. So all the stuff, if you want to call it that, has not yet been included in the budget. And there are also more than 100 different ways that councillors could look at to reduce the property taxes as well.
We're chatting today with Lara Fominoff, 650 CKOM senior reporter, who will be at City Hall in Saskatoon today for the kickoff of budget discussions. You mentioned already that a good portion of the councillors are new to council, which maybe drags them out a little bit longer because they're new to it. Their process is something that they're going to have to learn. Are there a number of public delegations that are expected to present? Can you talk about what the format's going to look like, Lara, over the next few days?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There are always delegations that come up to speak, to ask for additional funds as well. Thinking Discover Saskatoon, there's TCU Place, there's SaskTel Center. They all present their budgets, how they're doing, what they need additionally. The Saskatoon Police Service will present its budget. It will be asking for upwards of 50 officers, that's 50 officers, over the next 2 years. Saskatoon Fire Department as well is asking for some more firefighters. The Saskatoon Public Library will be asking for 14 new employees over the next 2 years. There are also groups like environmental groups that are hoping to get some funds from the city and so forth. So all of those presentations will likely take place starting later today and into tomorrow. And then City Council will have to decide, yes, we have the funds to do this, to give them some extra money, whatever they're asking for, or no. You know, we're going to cut back on the number of officers we hire over the next couple of years, or the number of firefighters, or the public library, that sort of thing, right, to keep things under control. Just a note as well, Evan, over the next 2 years, a total of almost 200 new city employees, and that includes fire and police, are on the list to be hired. So if you take all those away, there are probably about 120 or 30 new positions at Saskatoon City Hall that are on the list as well.
Well, that is going to be a talker often when we open phone lines, and we will have open lines after 9 again this morning. People feel that there's a need to, I'm going to put in quotes, cut the fat at City Hall, that the number of city employees, full-time city employees, is in some cases, people feel it's out of control. So no doubt that will be a topic of conversation. Lara, you've covered budgets like this for a number of years now. If you take today's cost of living crisis, that many people talking about the pinch, and we talk about it at all levels, federal, provincial, and local. If you take that and overlay it on the budget discussions, do you figure that will factor into it when the councillors are making decisions based on what they hear from their constituents?
Oh, gosh, you know, that's really hard to say. I certainly hope that the cost of living is taken into account when council makes these decisions. Because the rationale for, say, all of the new employee hires is that Saskatoon is expanding. They're also facing a cost increase, an inflation crisis with materials, wood, cement, labor, that sort of thing, also going up. I mean, the city just agreed to new contracts for all city employees, and that is retroactive to the beginning of 2024. So that has to be paid out. Mm-hmm. And then there's 2 more years of raises as well for employees. Saskatoon is expecting 25,000 new residents, and so new neighborhoods are going up, new roads have to be built, new homes have to be serviced, and that's what's also adding to the increase. However, there will be a presentation, at least by one person that I looked at today, who's from the Brighton neighborhood, and that person wrote a letter saying, listen, our taxes are assessed value of our homes went up more than 20%, the highest of any other neighborhood in the entire city. And that, therefore, our property taxes went up as well. And, you know, there are a lot of new families in this neighborhood as well. And, you know, adding on top of that huge property tax increase for us and in other parts of the city as well, along with another, you know, 7% or what have you, what will end up, you know, as the property tax rate this year, that's starting to push people into territory where maybe I can't afford to live in this neighborhood anymore, or I can't afford my house anymore because those taxes are going up so much. So it's a very delicate balancing act, and we'll just have to see. There appear to be some more fiscally conservative people on council at this point, but who knows what happens. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Lara Fominoff is my guest. Before I let you go, Lara, we heard lots of talk, lots of chatter, if you will, over the last week and a half about this homeless levy. It was floated out in a survey. It became a topic of conversation. The mayor actually brought it up on my program here in the last couple of weeks. But it sounds as if that's not something that's factoring into the equation at the budget table this year.
Not per se, no. Not at this point. Those are the words, though, that you have to remember. Not at this point. Mm-hmm. That is what I... That's So that's not going to happen right now. But again, with the affordable housing options, that could add another $8.6 million to the budget as well over the next couple of years if council chooses the higher options. And that is to sort of keep money available for developers so that they can build structures, homes, apartments, condos, that sort of thing at a more reasonable cost as well. So, Is there going to be a homeless levy that you're going to see a line item? No. But there are other ways that the homelessness crisis is affecting the budget. And that comes in with more, you know, firefighters that have to be, that are out, bylaw inspectors. That comes with more police officers. It comes with, you know, servicing neighborhoods and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what happens.
It'll factor in some ways for sure. Lara, absolutely. I know you've got a full few days there and you will be reporting back through our newsrooms. I'm wondering if we can schedule you Friday morning for a bit of a recap. It should be all wrapped up by then to see where the dust settled and where we landed.
Of course. Absolutely. Anytime.
Good stuff. Lara, thanks so much for joining us this morning and good luck kicking off budget today.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Lara Fominoff, 650 CKOM senior reporter at City Council Chambers today for the start of budget discussions. That decision will be made this week. And as I mentioned, Lara will join us again on Friday to recap where we landed. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.